Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 127, verse 1 to 2. I'll read out the verses.
今天的这个经文取自于诗篇127章1至2节。
The builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
This morning, we are very happy to have with us Dr. Ashley T, who will speak to us on Built by God for the Nations. Let's have Dr. Ashley, please.
今早我们很高兴有郑正利博士在我们当中，他将会与我们分享他的信息。有请郑博士。信息命名为《从神而建，迈向万国》。
Brothers and sisters, thank God for this privilege to share God's word with you in these very special occasions, Grace Church 76th anniversary.
感恩，我很荣幸今天可以在这个特别的日子，在教会76周年之际跟大家分享信息。
And 76 years is a very significant milestone.
76周年其实也是一个很重要的里程碑。
And it is God's faithfulness across generations.
这是神，它象征着神跨代的这个信实。
And for my family, these celebrations also deeply meaningful.
对我的家人来说，这次的这个庆典也非常的有意义。
Because this year marks 20 years since we were commissioned and sent out for missions.
因为 这是我们是蒙差遣到宣教工厂的第20个年头了。
Maybe you can show the photos.
我们来看看一些照片啊。Baby Tilly.
Yep, this is my family 20 years ago.
这是我的家人，这是20年前的照片。
My son might be wondering what are the adults are doing.
那当时的儿子应该在想这些大人到底在干嘛。
And my son, last week, he just celebrated 21st birthday.
我的儿子上个星期刚刚庆祝了他的21岁生日。
And today, as we reflect on the word from Psalm 27, 127, and verse 1 and 2, we will do three things.
今天我们来一起来反思诗篇127章的1章至2节的时候呢，我们要做三件事情。
And we will look back to what God has done.
我们要回顾神所为我们做的。
With thanksgiving.
我们要感恩。
And we also look at the current reality.
我们也要来反思现今的现实情况。
And lastly, we will look forward and thank God for his guidance ahead.
我们要向前展望，感谢神。
As verse 1, the first part say, unless the Lord build a house, the builders labor in vain.
经文的第一段就说，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
The author, the King Solomon, who have oversaw many magnificent building projects, like the temple, the palace, and the city walls.
作者说，他是见证了很多的这些宏大的这些建筑工程啊，他的皇宫，他的圣殿。Resources,
wisdom, and experience, Solomon make these clear declarations.
他是所罗门王，是看过了这一些之后呢，他却这如此的宣告。
That God is the ultimate builder.
神是最终终极的建造者。
As we celebrate Grace Church 76th anniversary,
在我们庆祝淮恩堂76周年之际
，and we look back with hearts full of thanksgiving.
我们要带着满满感恩的心来回顾过去。
And the journey might not be easy.
这一路上有很多的不容易。
But we can always give thanks.
但我们一直都要感恩。
Because God has been the builder of Great Church.
因为神是淮恩堂的建造者。
I remember in 1950s, of course I was not born yet.
在1950年代我还没出生哦。不是我。
50年 yeah. Yeah, God gave a vision to a small group of brothers and sisters to reach out to the Cantonese speaking community.
神赐下了这个意象啊，要一群弟兄姐妹让他们去服侍以粤语为主要语言的群体。
Yeah, appointed faithful brothers and sisters.
他也任命了一些忠心的弟兄姐妹来做这份事工。
He have used them to bring many to Jesus, and today we can celebrate that Great Church have more than 1,000 members.
他们这一小组人，这一小班人呢，非常努力的去服侍，至今我们才会有一个1000多个人的堂会。
So this verse invites us to pause and give thanks for the foundation God laid from the very beginning.
所以这一节经文是邀请我们暂停一些，去思考神为我们所立下的根基。
And listen carefully, if you are the pastors and leaders and deacons currently and the past, I welcome you to stand.
如果你是牧者执事，无论是现任执事还是已经退下的执事，我邀请你一起来宣告。
Let us give thanks to God and let's pray. Thank you.
我们来感谢我们的这些牧者领袖们。
Thank you for your service.
谢谢你们的服侍。
And Great Church have faithfully planted the seeds and watered, but it is God who gave the growth.
我们淮恩堂忠心的撒下了种子，并且浇灌，但是使其成长的是神。
And many of us know that in later the church expanded to the English and Chinese congregations in 1980 and 1985.
我们也知道呢，在1980和1985年，英语堂和华语堂相继的被成立了。
And truly, unless the Lord built the house, and this vision could not even have begun well.
对，确实啊，若不是耶和华建造房屋，这一个意象可能都没有办法好好的开始。
And my wife and I can truly testify that in our mission journey, unless the Lord opened the door, we cannot even have begun well.
我也可以从自己的宣教经历来说，如果不是神为我们开门的话，我们连开始都没办法。
And I met my wife in Singapore Bible College SBC, and we got married after our graduations.
我在新加坡神学院呢，认识了我的太太，然后我们在毕业后结了婚。
As you know, SBC single become couples.
我们都知道新加坡神学院 SBC single become couple, 单身会变成情侣。
Both of us serve as a pastoral staff in Great Church.
我们双双都在淮恩堂的这个牧者团队当中服侍。
And we desire to serve in a very close Muslim country, but no mission agency could send us because they don't have team working in that country.
我们呢，有这个负担，想要在一个非常封闭的伊斯兰国家服侍，可是呢，没有任何的宣教机构愿意差派我们，因为没有机构在那个国家有事工。
And we continue to pray, and in 2004.One day, a brother came to Great Church, and he suddenly appeared next to my desk without making any appointment.
所以在2004年，有一位弟兄姐妹，有一弟兄来到了淮恩堂。有一天，他在没有预约的情况，就突然间来到了我的桌子旁边。
Without making appointment, it's okay. And he said that we have a team in the country. You and your wife want to serve.
他说 我们有一个团队正在你和你太太想要服侍的那个国家里面、运作。
Oh, I learned that he was the new executive director from Pioneer in Asia, and he came to thank Great Church for the partnership, and he just spoke with my wife.
啊，我之后才知道他原来是这个叫做 Pioneer in Asia 的宣教机构的这个行事总监。他在跟我说话之前，其实已经跟我的太太谈过了。
We knew that God has opened door.
当下我们知道神已经为我们开门了。
And we are thankful to this brother, Jeff Samuelson, and he just came from America. Thank you, brother Jeff.
谢谢这位 Jeff Samuelson 弟兄，他今天也在我们当中。
And brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this special occasion, let us give thanks to God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在我们庆祝这个季节的时候，也让我们献上向神献上感恩。
And he turned our visions into reality.
神是建造者，他使我们的意象变成事实、现实。
Without God, no work can truly begin well.
没有神亲自动工，没有任何一个工作都有开始的机会。
The second part. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain.
第一节的第二段第二部分说，若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。我们需要神的守护，
because he recognized that God is a protector.
因为他认识到神是守护者。
He understood that no city, no matter how strong and how well defended, could stand against his enemy unless God Himself watches over it.
因为他很清楚，任何一个城市，不管多么强大，不管他有多么坚固的这个防守，他都没有办法抵御外敌，除非神亲自的看守他。
We are living in a rapid changing world.
我们活在一个瞬息万变的世界。
Since COVID, we know that. We read that many companies and airlines have collapsed and famous restaurants have closed.
对，自从疫情之后，我们都知道很多的这些餐馆、航班，还有这些公司呢，都已经倒闭。
Many churches, mission agency, even seminary for hundreds of years we built has shut their doors.
有很多的这神学院，虽然是已经有了已经成立了几百年后，最后也都关闭了。
Yet for the past 76 years, God has been preserved. Gracious has been preserved by God.
即便如此，在过去的76年，华严堂却被神守护住了。
Continue to serve God in dependence on Him.
让我们继续的。依靠神来服侍他。
As we depend on God, we must have the courage to embrace change.
我们在依靠神的时候呢，我们也要有这个勇气去接受改变。
And we must be ready to be changed.
我们也要愿意被神改变。
And God's word doesn't only depend on strategy or innovations.But it requires our own spiritual transformations.
神的不只是需要我们有策略、有自己的创新，而是我们自己要被神改变。
God has built, He will sustain.
神亲自所建立的，他也会使其维持。
Because God has protected Great Church for the past 76 years.
因为神在过去76年都守候着怀恩堂。
As the chairperson said, there are many difficulties through leadership transitions, ministry challenges, how about during the COVID, and various uncertainty.
就如刚才我们的主席说了，我们有面对很多的困难啊，领导的接交替，疫情的这种情况，事工的各种挑战。
Gracious ministry were able to bear fruit because God has watches over us.
可是感恩怀恩堂的这些事工都能够有果效，因为神亲自的看守我们。
Mission organization, I'm from OM. The founder used to say, when two and three gather together, it is a mess.
我的机构 OM 的这个创办人曾经说过，有两到三个人聚集在一起的时候，混乱就开始了。
He even wrote and published a book titled Messiology.
他曾经还写了这本书叫做乱局神学。
But fragile, may God protect our unity.
教会的合一很美好，可是也很脆弱，求神保守我们。
You know, one tree can make millions matchsticks, but one matchstick can burn down a million trees.
一棵树可以用来造几百万根火柴，可是一根火柴就可以烧尽几百万棵树。
Not take our unity for granted.
千万不要把教会的合一认知为理所当然。
And also, Scripture continues to warn us that we are not against merely humans or organization challenges, but we are up against spiritual warfare.
圣经也告诫我们，让我们知道我们面对的挑战不只是人为或者是在机构层面的，我们面对的是黑暗的属灵势力。
During our family,With our one-year-old toddler, during our first year on the mission field, we encounter many challenges.
那个时候我们在宣教工厂的第一年，那个时候带着一个一岁的孩子，我们遭遇了很多的挑战。
And time again, when I travel to other villages to seek the people of peace or opportunity to share the gospel, unexpected problems happened.
所以当我到各个村落去，寻求这些去传福音的时候呢，各种意想不到的问题也发生了。
And I remember it was my 10 months on the field, and my brother called me and said, "Dad just passed away."
我在宣教工厂服事的第十个月的时候，我的哥哥打电话给我，跟我告诉我，爸爸过生了，往生了。
Many times I had to stop what I'm doing or distracted, and I need to get home.
很多时候呢，我都需要放下一切，想要回家。
When we were after 5 years, when we relocated to Sri Lanka, I told my wife, the time we have 3 kids, and I will not travel until our family settle in Sri Lanka, this new country.
所以我在宣教工厂待了5年后，我们移居到了斯里兰卡。那个时候我就跟太太说，那个时候我们有3个孩子了，我就跟我太太说，我不会到处去，我就要等我们的家庭在斯里兰卡安定下来之后，我才出远门。
And after several months, I make my first trip out of Sri Lanka.
所以过了几个月后呢，我才首次的
hours,
离开，才到出远门，离开斯里兰卡。
I saw a message from my wife, please call me.
突然有一天，我收到妻子的一个消息，说请打电话给我。
And she said around 1 a.m., just about 1-2 hours after my flight took off, and she was suddenly awakened by a loud noise.
她说，在差不多凌晨一点，也就是我那个时候出远门，班机刚刚起飞的一个小时后，她说突然间有一阵，她被一个震耳欲聋的声音给惊醒了。
She was shocked.To see a car crash into our house, and there were 4 men inside our house.
他很震惊，因为有一辆车撞在了我们的屋子上，而且我们的有4个陌生人进入了我们的房子。
Comfort my wife.
But God 却借用一些邻居来安慰我的太太。
My house to be the security guard till the morning.
这些邻居在我们的守在我们的家，当我们的家的保卫，守护我们的家到早晨。
But praise God for His protection. There's no physical harm happened to my family.
可是感谢神的保守，没有我的家人没有受到任何的侵害。
Spiritual darkness drives us to prayers, humility, and reliance on God's power.
所以这些 黑暗的属灵势力呢，迫使我们祷告，迫使我们谦卑，迫使我们依靠神。
And it also reminds us that don't rush into decisions before seeking God's discernment and guidance.
他也提醒我们啊，不要在没有寻求神的这个引导之下就匆忙做决定。
And may this anniversary call us back to deeper dependence on God.
愿这次的这个七十六周年之庆祝呢，让提醒我们要回到神。
Yes, without God, we cannot bear lasting fruit.
没有神，我们不可能有历久不衰的这个果效的结出。
Solomon's continue in verse 2 says.
所罗门在第二章第二节怎么说？
In vain, you rise early and stayed up late, toiling for food to eat.
他说：“你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然啊。”
And this verse reminds us, whether you are in ministry or you're working, we may work hard, we may plan well or carefully. It is God who ultimately accomplishes His work through us.
他提醒我们，不管你在事工还是你在工作上啊，你可以很努力工作，你也可以有很好的计划筹划。可是如果不是神亲自的看顾的话，一切枉然。
Church in the past 76 years, it's the same God who will guide and perfect Great Church in the future.
所以这一位已经守护了我们这么多年的神呢，以后也会是成全我们的未来的神。
As God is the perfecter,
神是成全者，
and we can look into the future with confidence.
我们可以很有信心地展望未来。
God will continue His work through His church.
神会继续通过他的教会延续他的工作。
Remember,
the
assistant of the church is for the mission of God.And ultimately, for the glory of God.
教会存在的意义是为了神的使命和神的荣耀。
But the mission of God has a church.
神的使命有个教会。
And it is yours and me, our privilege to participate in God's redemptive purpose for all nations.
你和我的责任就是要参与神拯救万邦的这个计划。
You can see John's eschatological visions and give us a glimpse of the awesome pictures.
在启示录，这个使徒约翰看到了这个末世的这个意象，他看到了这个令人震撼的场景。
No one can count every nation, tribes, and tongues worship before the Lamb.The Jesus, the King.
他看到许多的人啊，从各国、各族、各民、各方来，都敬拜主耶稣。
God's promise that what God has built, He will complete.
神也应许我们说，他所建造的，他也必使其成全。
Not end well.
没有神，工作是没有办法善终的。
Let's continue the verse 2, the second part.
我们来看第二节的第二部分。
And it says, For God grants sleep to those He loves.
他说，唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
Carry at least two key meanings.
这里有两个关键的意思。
And first is God give rest.Not stress to those who depend on him.
神会赐予依靠他的人安歇，而不是压力。
And second, even while we are sleeping, God's work continues.
第二，就算是我们在安歇，在睡觉的时候，神的工作仍然是持续不断的。
What a comfort, isn't it? Even we are sleeping, God's work continues with us or without us.
这岂不安慰我们吗？我们就算是在睡觉，神的工作可以在没有我们的情况下也能够持续。
And brothers and sisters, as we look forward to the future of Grace Church,
弟兄姐妹们，我们展望未来的时候
，Yes, there will be uncertainty.
这当中肯定也会有不确定的因素啊。
But we can find rest and security in God's faithfulness, which He has shown us for the past 76 years.
我们可以在神的这个信实当中找到安全，找到这个安歇。
And King Solomon, the wisest king of Israel.
而所罗门王这个全以色列最有智慧的君王呢？
Openly acknowledged that it was God, not his or human brilliance, who was the ultimate builder of the kingdom.
他的国度是神重，而不是他自己或者是任何人的精明所造的。
Protected and sustained all that King Solomon accomplished.
是神使所罗门所成就的一切得以维持。
And it was also God who enabled him to leave behind a lasting legacy that continued beyond his lifetime.
而也是因为神，所罗门才可以在他死后仍然留下一个历久不衰的这个影响对后人。
God is our builder, our protector, and the one who will perfect our future.
神是建造者，是守护者，也是创造我们未来的那一位。
We celebrate 76 years of God's faithfulness.
我们今天庆祝神76年来的信实。
We stand together as one family testifying that our God is the one who has led us thus far and He will faithfully guide us into the future.
让我们大家齐心的宣告，神是那一位把我们带领着我们保护我们的那一位。
And brothers and sisters, today we celebrate that Grace Church is built by God for all nations.
我们今天所要庆祝的是教怀恩堂是神为万邦所建立的教会。
Therefore, let us move forward with faith, unity and dependency on Him.
所以让我们带着信心，我们带着合一，以对神的依靠继续向前迈进。
Sustain and complete His work until His glory is made known to all nations.
神会继续的建造并成全他的工作，直到他的荣耀所有人看到他的荣耀那一天。
Bow our heads and close our eyes.
让我们大家低头闭眼。
At first, let us take this moment to give thanks to God for His faithfulness and grace for the past 76 years.
先要在这一刻为神过去76年的恩典献上感恩。
And also we take some time to give thanks to God that we can be participate in God's missions.
我们也感恩我们能够参与神的使命。
Let us join our hearts in prayer.
我们一起齐心祷告。
God of all nations,
万邦之主啊，
We thank you for the past 76 years of your unfailing love and guidance over Grace Church.
我们感恩您过去76年这以你这历久不衰的爱带领着引导着我们。
You are the one who built this church.
您是这位教会的建造者。
You are the one who has watches over us.
您是看守我们的那一位。
And you are the one who will carry your work to completion.
而您是那一位会亲自 成全一切的。
Forgive us, Lord, as time we rely on our own strengths and experience.
主啊，好多时候我们都依靠自己的力量，依靠自己的经验。
Please lead us back to dependent on you.
请您以带领我们回归，让我们再次的依靠您。
Guide our pastors and leaders and brothers and sisters.
求您带领我们的弟兄姐妹，我们的领袖，我们的牧者。
In unity, they can better serve you and bring glory to your name.
让大家可以合一，让我们可以荣耀您的名。
As we step into the future, give us hearts that trust you.
我们现在迈向未来之时，求您赐予我们信靠您的心。
Minds that are willing to be shaped by you.
赐予我们愿意被您塑造的心思意念。
And courage to follow wherever you lead.
这个愿意跟随您的勇气。
To live for your missions, your glory, and to be the blessings to all nations.
愿我们可以完成您的使命，可以宣告您的荣耀，成为万邦的祝福。
We rest in your faithfulness, knowing that what you have begun, you will surely bring to completion.
我们在您的信实里面得到安息，因为我们知道您所开启的工作，您也会亲自的成全它。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。Amen.